So we'll discuss some inyane sitzis. So the Torah tells us there is a mitzvah min haTorah that if one is wearing a four-cornered garment, one is obligated to put tzitzis on. And in fact, this is true not only if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, but a five-cornered garment, a six-cornered garment, etc. However, the halacha is that we only have to put on four strings. If you're wearing an eight-cornered garment, you'd only be obligated in four strings, but you still would be chayiv in tzitzis. In contrast to a three-cornered garment, the mitzvah of tzitzis would not begin. There is no mitzvah of tzitzis. So tzitzis is unique in the sense that it's different than most mitzvahs asay. It's different than the classical time-oriented mitzvah, or should not time-oriented mitzvah, regular classical mitzvahs asay. In fact, that like the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of dalet minim, the mitzvah of sukkah, we have an obligation to do it. It's not an option. I'm obligated. Of course, if something happens and it's out of my control, I'm an onus and I can't eat matzah, if I can't get to the matzah, so of course, so I wouldn't, then I'd be exempt. But that's because that'd be an extreme case. But if I had matzah in front of me, I don't have an option. Well, of course you have free choice, but halachically you don't have an option of putting it on. Mashenkin tzitzis is if I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, I'm not obligated to put on tzitzis, and perhaps then I'm not obligated to put on, so you're not obligated to put on a four-cornered garment. Whether you should or not, that's a separate discussion. We always try to put ourselves in a situation where we could do as many mitzvahs as possible. We learned from Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitztayer to keep the mitzvahs. Why did he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? In order to keep the mitzvahs atulyas ba'aretz. What was he worried about? What's he getting all worked up over? He wasn't in Israel. So if you're not in Israel, so what are you worried about? But then we see that we have to have the attitude of Moshe Rabbeinu. That it's not that, so I'm not there, so I'm not obligated. We always have to try to put ourselves in a situation where we can do as many mitzvahs as possible. And that's why even though he wasn't there, he still had tzar. And that's why, in fact, we just read last week in this story in Bahaloska about Pesach Sheni. The Jews who were Tamei or Derech Rechoka, they were exempt from Karban Pesach. It's only because they were bothered, so they say, oh, great, I'm exempt. Like we say on Yom Kippur, Alchei Shechatel Avonecha Ba'ones Uveratzon. What's Pshat? They seem to be like contradictory. I'm asking for a sin that I did, but onus? What do you mean? If you're onus, you're not responsible. Like, well, I don't need al-chait for an onus. So people say, Derek Drush, al-chait shalonacha ba-ones uva-ratzon. When the onus is ratzon, you need an al-chait. In other words, you're happy, you're in a situation where, it's raining now, hurry up, let's start eating now, so before the sun comes out, they don't have to eat in the sukkah. So we have to be like Pesach Sheni Yidin. We always have to be in a situation where we're always looking, we're yearning to do more mitzvah. So obviously, maybe technically speaking, one would not be obligated to put on a four-cornered garment, but it's definitely minimally commendable in terms of putting one on and fulfilling a mitzvah min haTorah of tzitzis, because we find other mitzvahs where Rav Moshe's definition of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, where something could be a mitzvah but not a chiyuv, that even though I'm not obligated to put on a four-cornered garment, but everyone agrees, if you do, you get a mitzvah in haTorah of wearing tzitzis. I'm not going to get into the tcheles issue, whether we have tcheles and even if we didn't, but everyone agrees there's a mitzvah in haTorah of wearing tzitzis. So that's what Moshe writes. There's no chiyuv to move to Eretz Yisrael, but if you do, you're mekayim a mitzvah min haTorah. That's what tzitzis is like. So it's different than the classical mitzvah of matzah or sukkah, but it's still the same kiyum mitzvah min haTorah. So So one of the many disputes we find regarding how does one perform the mitzvah of tzitzis in terms of what type of beged is obligated, what type of garment do you need? Are all garments obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis? Or no, I have to be wearing a certain material in order to be obligated. So the Gemara in Menachos has a discussion in the Machlokas Amoraim, a Machlokas in the Gemara. And this is actually a Machlokas Rishonim, which actually comes down to a Machlokas Mechaber Ramah, which comes down to a Machlokas Ashkenaz and Sfard, on what is the Chiyuv Min HaTorah, what type of beged. So the opinion of the Sfardim are that it has to be wool or linen. Wool or linen is Yechayev Min HaTorah, but Shar Begadim, but other Begadim, cotton, silk, they're only Chayev Midrabanan. If I'm wearing a four-cornered silk garment, so according to those that opinion, there is no mitzvah min HaTorah of tzitzis at all. But midrabanan, I'm obligated in putting tzitzis on the garment. That's the opinion of the Sfardi poskim, and the minig Rama, the minig Ashkenaz. We go with the opinion that all begadim are chayiv min HaTorah, and therefore, if you're wearing a cotton beged, one is obligated min HaTorah as well. So according to the Ramah, the simple reading is that there's no difference if I'm wearing a wool garment or if I'm wearing a cotton garment. It's the same chiyuv min HaTorah and the same mitzvah min HaTorah. You know, perhaps, my nafkamina, if I'm wearing a cotton garment, so the nafkamina is clear. According to Sfardim, I don't get a mitzvah min HaTorah. So according to Sfardim, you have to wear wool. And perhaps on the other end is, let's say there's an issue of if you're wearing shatness. And so it gets into the Gemara, talks about in Brachas, Gadol Kavod HaBriyah Shadocha. So again, the simple reading of the Gemara is that human dignity supersedes rabbinical prohibitions, not necessarily biblical ones. So perhaps it could be a nafkamina if you assume that we're talking about a mitzvah min HaTorah. So therefore, it might not be docha, about pulling off the garment from, making someone take off the garment if they find out there might be a shot in this issue. Perhaps on an Issa Durabbanan, we'll see, we'll get into, there might be a difference. But either way, that's the Machlokas Rishonim. And in fact, so interesting, the Vilna Gaon was known to wear a cotton garment. Meaning, let me just point out at the outset, regarding a talis gadol, the minig is everybody wears a wool. I don't know anyone who doesn't wear a wool talis gadol, the garment we wear for davening. And, interesting enough, and we have the traditional talis is the white talis with the black, and we have black stripes on it. Interesting enough, why do we have black stripes on our talis? Because it's zecheles techeles, to remember the techeles that we don't have, that the good old days, the chilazon and the techeles. So why is it black? So that gets into what is the color of techeles in terms of different chazals, where it's the color of the sky at midday, midnight, etc. But it was funny. I was speaking to someone over Shabbos who was wearing techeles. So I just asked them. I said, why? I'm into the sugya now, and that'll be one of our upcoming shiurim on tcheles, because a lot of yesodas come out of it. Besides, even if you're not interested in whether you have to wear tcheles, a lot of good yesodas come out. I'm still working through, looking for some satisfactory answers. And then, so I asked him, so Kir, why are you wearing tcheles? I don't ask someone why they're not wearing tcheles, because the norm is most people don't. So he said, whatever he started telling me, the answer really wasn't important. It wasn't like, he was just saying he really wanted to. One of his rebbeim he saw, he never asked anyone, but he saw one of his rebbeim a while ago wearing. He just said, what the heck, he'll go for it. Not necessarily the best way of making the decision, but that's not the point. But then he said to me, but someone was giving me a hard time, because the reason is why I'm bringing it up is because he was wearing so I think most people who wear tcheles have a white, pure white talis, and then they put the strings on it. So I have to check, you know, that's what I'm assuming. Maybe it's some blue, I don't, you know, so, or maybe the, or maybe they have the talus has the little stripes of the buka, I'm not even sure, but it's only not black. So he was just saying, someone was giving me a hard time that, because he was wearing the classical talus with the black stripe, but he put treles strings on it. So he said someone was giving him a hard time. I said, why? Because the black signs are supposed to be zecha treles, and you're actually saying you have it. I assume he said, yeah, so the guy was giving him a hard time. So it was funny, so I was just thinking about it. I said, so of course, so I came up with the pshat. No, I guess, on the other hand, what you always can make sense, because it depends. But it depends why you're wearing techeles. In other words, people might claim they definitely, I don't know if anyone claims they 100% know that it is it. Or B, there are those who claim that they know 100% it's not it. That's a point of contention also. But I heard someone start off a share that way, that I'm 100%, if there was a 10% chance I would wear it, but there's a 0% chance, that he's entitled to his opinion. You must be pretty sure yourself to say there's a 0% chance. And I don't think anyone says there's a 100% chance, because I don't see anyone wearing shatness with the techeles. Because if you actually believe it's it, then you'll wear the wool and the pishtun together. So I don't think, that's what I mean. So I don't think anyone thinks bavade they're wearing it. So they're wearing it out suffix. They think it's enough of a suffix now that I should put on the techeles. Suffix the raisu chum or whatever. We'll get to techeles here. We'll discuss it. So I said, no, your way actually makes sense. He says, because on one hand you're wearing techeles because out the suffix it's techeles you're having it. And the suffix is now you want to keep the minhag Yisrael of wearing. That's what I just thought of on the spot. But either way, I said, but either way, I guess the people who wear treles maybe they're more sure of themselves or whatever. So it doesn't. That's only a meaning anyway. Because if you don't wear treles, if you don't put a black stripe on it, it's not an issue anyway of being yotze, the mitzvah anyway. So we assume that we wear the black for zecha treles. So even though the Ramah holds that any beged works, but there's an exception to that as well. The Gemara tells us that any leather garment, a beged sho'or, is patur min hatzitzis, the Gemara says. And it's a discussion why. Why is a beged sho'or exempt? There's different achronim. I think the Aruch HaShulchan discusses it. Some quote a pasuk I think we're going to have soon in Parashas Chukas. It says, O beged o'or. It's talking about the laws of Tuma. It says, O beged o'or. Well, if or is a beged, why do I need O beged o'or? So the different rayas, whatever the rayas are, the facts are clear. Everyone agrees if you're wearing a four-cornered leather garment, you are exempt from the mitzvah of tzitzis. What the discussion is, and what's the pashas? The pashas is because begin means it's woven. And or is one thick piece of leather. So it's an interesting discussion. What if you take, it starts off in one piece, but you take this leather thing and you weave it. Or more practically, let's say synthetic today. Or like the mesh talis or the polyester, from the synthetic materials. It starts off as a sheet of plastic or whatever it starts off of, and then you take it and make it into tzitzit. So that is a point of contention among the achronim, between Rav Svi Pesach Frank and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Whether if you do that, if you chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzit, in other words, if one puts on a synthetic garment which is woven. Major nafkamin, if you can fulfill your mitzvah of tzitzit, if you hold your putter, so therefore you're not getting the mitzvah, so it's worthless. However, if you hold that now that it's woven, it's okay, so then according to the shita, then it's like shar begadim, and then, and then one could be, obviously it's best, depends which shita you follow, but obviously it's best to avoid the shayla. It's a machlokas in the poskim, and therefore it's best not to. But if there is yesh ami lismach, according to some poskim, that synthetic material is chayev in tzitzis, and then if that's true, then you'd be chayev in tzitzis. So you know, in terms of that. So therefore, I was saying the Vilna Gaon, he was known to wear a kan talis katan. The question is why? Why wasn't he machmir? But a machlokas, because according to many rishonim or achronim, that you're not yotzei the mitzvah min haTorah if you don't wear wool. So why wasn't the Vilna Gaon machmir? Why did he wear a cotton beged? And I think you'll find that's the minig of, I think the Chazon Ish quotes that interesting, that could be the minig of many people in Bnei Brak, who usually looking for the chumrah of the week, are actually wear a cotton beged. So why do they wear, how come they're not machmir to wear the woolen beged? So some explain, it's not a din in Hilchas Tzitzit, it's a din in Hilchas Shatnez, that someone acclaim during the time in the Vilna Gaon, it was common that people had linen, I don't know, whatever you call them, undergarments or tops, that basically the thing you'd wear the tzitzis on top of was made out of linen. So even though, strictly speaking, al tilchus shatnis, it's only a problem if it's woven together, but there's a chumra not to wear linen on, not to wear, to put wool and linen even on top of the Vilna Gaon. They say it was a chumra in Hilchas Shatnez. But based according to that, if not for that, it's mashma, that the girl would have wore, it wouldn't be any raya what we do today. But others bring down that no, it was a din in Hilchas Tzitzis, that, which is an interesting chiddush, some want to point out that no, he was wearing his talis gadol anyway. Perhaps, I don't know if he was wearing it all day or not. Vilna Gaon might have anyway, but he fulfilled his mitzvah in haTorah by wearing a talis gadol. And therefore he wanted to educate the people that even a cotton garment is chayiv in tzitzis, because a person might think, you know what, if I'm wearing a four-cornered garment of cotton, I don't have to put tzitzis on. He wants to educate the people, and others say he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah midrabanan as well. Like according to, he wore his talis kadol, so he has fulfilled his mitzvah in haTorah, according to them, and he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah midrabanan of wearing a kan garment. So there's a whole host of reasons why the Gra did it, but the bottom line is the Vilna Gaon wore cotton talis katan, and therefore, we passing like the Ramah, we meaning Bnei Ashkenaz, that a katan is chayav, you certainly fulfill your mitzvah of a talis katan through the means of katan. But I guess we'll have to continue our discussion on the mitzvah of tzitzis as the hour is getting late now. Now you have to go.